Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Doesn't say there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Going to be a good day.
You would have been a horrible rock and roll artist.
I would pick a...
You would have never gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I would have been good in the doo-wop era. Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
Yeah, but they would have said, Carter. And you wouldn't have liked doo-wop anyway, because...
I do like doo-wop.
They make up words, silly words that you would have said were... grammatically incorrect.
Thank you, Rich, for that overview of my musical career. Seven after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day, Wednesday, the 25th of March. McFadden is here. Kessler is here. Steffen is here at your service, on your side. Jennifer went to a birthday party for William Shatner last night, and apparently that got the best of her. Didn't get home until the wee hours of the morning.
She got beamed up somewhere and never returned.
Apparently she did. Right? Pardon me while I trip over this name that you just... dropped on. Meanwhile, hello?
I was trying to reach Jennifer on that faraway planet.
I see. Okay. So here we go. Let's come back to Earth and celebrate the anniversary, the fifth anniversary of the Affordable Health Care Act. Wow.
Woo-hoo.
This is big time stuff. This was the, this was yesterday, the big assemblage at Capitol Hill of all the people who were supporters, smiling and talking about how the passage of the health care bill was one of the great moments in the history of our lives, in the history of the country, in the history of the world, in the history of the universe, in the history of the... Well, you get the point. The Affordable Health Care Act, adopted 5 years ago, is good for people, said Nancy Pelosi. Good for Ted Cruz, who's signing up for Obama. Here's a guy
that's
who spent how much time to vigorously fight against not only the enaction of it, but since then, trying to get rid of it, repealing it. And now, because his wife quit her job to work on his presidential campaign... Lady, you might have been better off to stay with your job as far as this campaign is going to go anyway. So he doesn't have health insurance anymore through his wife, which this whole thing seems kind of weird to me. I thought the senators in the House of Representatives, the understanding is that they all have this pluperfect existence. They take care of themselves with health care and retirement benefits and all that other stuff. So... what's the real story here? She used to work for Goldman Sachs. I should imagine they have a pretty good plan. So now he's running for president, and there are a number of obstacles, including his credibility, now that he has to have Obamacare. But what do the senators have in general? Anybody know?
It looks like they have a form of Obamacare, and it looks like they get a contribution from the federal government. They have to go through the D.C. Small Business Market Fund to get it, to access it.
Really?
And the government gives them a contribution, which some lawmakers have declined. Saying it's not fair, and he did...
Not fair to have the extra added benefit, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah.
And he did come back and clarify later that he would not take the contribution from the government to help pay for it.
Isn't that sweet?
I don't see that as a big
campaign
deal.
Funds to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, all of us work for a company, and to some extent, our company contributes to our health insurance, usually. I mean, if you work for a bigger company.
I contributed to mine for a long time. It's called Medicare.
Yeah.
The passage of the health care bill was one of the great moments in the history of our lives, in the history of the country, in the history of the world, in the history of the universe, in the history of the... Well, you get the point. All right, so
on that. That's...
next item of interest. There appears to be a problem in... What are you talking about?
There's an article in the New Yorker today.
Yeah.
Just hours after Senator Ted Cruz told CNN that he had no choice but to sign up for Obamacare, President Barack Obama signed an executive order making Cruz ineligible for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Clearly, the hardship of receiving Obamacare was causing Ted a great deal of pain, the president said. This should take care of that. Cruz said an official statement a day later. He had blasted the executive order and accused Obama of distorting his position on Obamacare. I never said I didn't want to have it. I said I didn't want everybody else in the country to have it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
A little fun with the New
Take care of me instead of everybody else. Yeah. There you go. All right. So there's a note today. Note to self.
Yeah.
Check out slavery in the world today.
Oh.
This is another reason for food labeling. Now that you know that seafood, much of what has ended up in your supermarket here in our country and elsewhere around the world, was caught by slaves. The slave trade is alive and well on the islands around Indonesia, if you didn't know that. And the situation there is pretty grievous. So the next time you have a piece of haddock or cod or something like that, if you're buying it to sort of cook for yourself, don't you want to know where it comes from? Once again, as I said a minute ago, another reason for food labeling. I wouldn't buy seafood if I knew that it came from a place where slaves were responsible for preparing it. Not that they wouldn't do a good job. That's not the point. The point is that I don't believe in slavery, and I don't know too many other people in the progressive, productive world that believe in slavery either. But because of the Somalians and what they've been getting away with and what Indonesia... See, there are many of us who are naive. The slave trade is alive and well in many areas of our world. Mostly it's a sex slave trade.
Even within the borders of this country.
How so?
Well, there are lots of sex slaves here in this country working at massage parlors and working the streets. And oh, absolutely.
You mean sex? You're talking about
sex slaves?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Massage parlors?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
How do you know that?
I've watched the news.
You do?
Yeah, there's been all kinds of news stories on it over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it is.
Huh. Check it out. Missing. I was absent that day. The plane crash in France, nobody knows much about it. The black box has been recovered. The pieces are so small that if they were to gather them all up, sometimes that happens when there's a crash, they try to gather up all the pieces, put the plane back together again. Not going to be able to do that with this. This thing disintegrated when it hit the side of the one of these mountains in the Alps.
But it took 8 minutes for this thing to go down. It was a controlled crash to some extent.
Controlled. How do you use that word?
It obviously just didn't fall out of the sky. They were fighting it.
Right. Okay. But
they were trying to save it, and they had some type of control that it took 8 minutes for it to finally just get to the point where it hit the ground.
I think you're going to find that there's a problem with the plane.
I've heard murmurings that the plane had been checked just before and that it had been pulled out of service to have something done to it and then put back in. So, yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
16 school kids on board going on.
I thought it was there were a couple of babies. I thought it was interesting that the crews for other flights for this airline said we can't go to work today because there's too much trauma. It's a small airline, and so under the circumstances, everybody knows everybody else. So that was another factor sort of in making this an interesting story. Sad, interesting. However, we do place, the news media especially, places so much emphasis on these kind of crashes. And yet yesterday, around the world, 10 times as many people were killed in automobile accidents. Where's the story?
No, you know, it's weird, though. It took 8 minutes for the plane to go down, yet there was never a distress call.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think in 8 minutes, unless you had some kind of...
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Yeah, I mean, unless the radio just absolutely was gone.
Yeah.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbub.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star was a key member of the 92 Blue Jays and 96 Yankees championship rotations. When the pressure was on, he was so cool, he wouldn't even spell choke.
Choke, I don't know how to spell it. C-H-K, I don't spell it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, where is Jimmy Key now? There's a good reason for Jimmy's comfortable retirement. He was sleeping with his agent. Jimmy's wife, Cindy, took over his business interests, and they earned more than $30 million during his career. Jimmy can be seen regularly at golf charity events and also on YouTube, where he was part of an unforgettable ESPN promo.
Jimmy Key is attempting
Jimmy
to come
Key,
back.
Jimmy Key, what's he like, 45? I could hit him.
45? I'm sure he's under that on the back nine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. We text, we email, we call.
We're talking a lot, but Anthony Tijon wonders if we're connecting less.
On the Harvard Business Review blog, he shares 3 ways to connect better.
First, live in the moment. At a concert, he saw people recording through their phones, so they missed the full experience.
Second, create remarkable moments. Instead of commenting on other people's experiences, create your own.
Third, face real issues with real conversations. Digital communications are fine in their place. For weightier issues, nothing beats face-to-face conversations.
Slow down to connect with the people in your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
America weekend.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Me out of the sky. You're my kryptonite. You keep making me weak. You're frozen and can't breathe. Something's gotta give now.
Something's gotta give.
I'm dying just to make you stay.
Oh. Don't cry, Richie. Don't cry. It's going to be okay.
Richie can't be though. He can't leave.
Here's, this is the best part.
Another boy
this is the only One Direction song.
Fighting
right
the
now.
Dust.
Okay, not necessarily, but I do have to tell you something kind of funny. So
what?
Yesterday, okay, I'm a news junkie. We're all in this business.
Sure.
And, you know, it's important that we keep up with what's happening in the world. And so on my cell phone, if there's big stuff, I have all the different news sources.
Right.
KTL, locally, CNN.
I just got one from NPR. The co-pilot of the German Wings plane showed willingness to destroy the aircraft.
Okay, so I get the little buzz yesterday on my phone. I thought, oh, gosh, what's going down, right?
Right?
So I jog over to my phone because I want to get there. And I pick it up and I look and it says, Zayn Malik, or whatever his name is, leaving One Direction. What? Am I just officially old? Because you should not be buzzing my phone about a boy band. I mean, this isn't even a good boy band. And you're buzzing my phone about a boy band. People are losing their heads overseas to ISIS, people. Come on.
This is huge. Ken, what is the leading trending topic on Twitter right now?
The leading trending topic is hashtag always in our hearts, Zayn Malik.
Hashtag barf. There's a plane that's crashed in the French Alps. Give me a break.
All right,
come
so what's going on here? Why is it
Am
that
I just kidding? I mean, really, is this like making me sound old and crusty? That
yeah, it is. The girl who's like New Kids on the Block.
Look, I love New Kids. I love me some NSYNC, especially in like Backstreet Boys. Like, I get all that, and
so
I get loving a boy
the
band.
Teapot is calling the kettle black or whatever it is.
But give me a break.
Yeah.
I still would not. Like, if Joey had left NSYNC, I wouldn't expect them to send an update to my phone.
Well, here's what Malik says. He says, my life with One Direction has been more than I could ever have imagined. But after 5 years and $1 zillion...
They're not even boys anymore.
I feel like it is now the right time to leave the band.
I just don't remember this kind of reaction when the Backstreet Boys called it quits or any band.
Well,
when the Beatles broke up, even.
We didn't have Twitter.
The social media is
the social media makes it huge, so all the 14-year-old girls can commiserate together worldwide.
I actually saw this morning, hunting around, and I don't know if it was Huffington Post or if it was USA Today, but one of them had a how to help your kid cope with the breakup of One Direction story.
You know, it's almost scary, some of these posts. I feel numb. I couldn't feel anything anymore. There's no more tears left.
Wow.
I will forever hate this month. I'm bursting into tears watching video diaries.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This hurts so much. Whoever did this is Satan.
Okay, they need to round these children up and send them on a mission somewhere to actually see real suffering.
When you're 15 years old, this is life to you. This is your life. Simon Cowell, who discovered the boy band at the X Factor, he actually created the boy band, said, I would like to thank you to Zayn for everything that he has done for One Direction. He made you rich, Simon Cowell. That's what he's done for One Direction.
That's right.
Well, I take that back. Simon Cowell made them rich. So the four of them are going to continue with the tour. Maybe they can do like Michael Jackson thing with one of those broomsticks.
I know.
And put the puppet on the end.
You know, One Direction didn't necessarily break up, right? It's just the one guy left the group.
It's just the one guy's leaving. But
it's fine.
Terrible.
You'll get a new guy. Trust me, you'll be okay.
All right.
We could have fantasy One Direction. We could all draft a member of
fun. If you were the parents of a 14-year-old girl or an 11-year-old, like my daughter's 8 years old,
is she crying about this?
She's not a big One Direction fan anymore. She was, but she took the poster down a couple of months ago, so I don't know how she's going to react to this. So I'll have to take that and maybe ask Dr. Joy Brown how I can handle it. It's 28 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three after the hour on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny and I are on the West Coast enjoying the beautiful skies, the sunshine, the warmth. It was 76 here yesterday. What was in San Diego, Kenny, yesterday?
About the same.
Same thing, yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's nice. If our thought for the
but
day
we don't
today.
Your farm while you're away.
It won't get very far. There's so much snow still on the ground, the eggs won't go anywhere. And we sold all the chickens anyway, Richie. Yeah. Got $8 a piece for them, too.
Really?
It was a big sale. Yeah,
I should have bought them. I want chickens.
Nice. Yeah. I thought for the day, if in our daily life we can smile, if in our daily life we can be peaceful and happy, not only will we profit from it, but everybody around us will profit from it. Think about that. Smile as you start your day. Be aiming for something that's peaceful and happy. And not only will you benefit, so will everybody else.
And here's my thought for the day.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But a man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Exactly.
Either or both of those things
right.
are appropriate. The story of this Arizona woman who spent 20 years on death row after being charged and convicted with killing her four-year-old son, spoke out yesterday. We were talking about her case being dismissed on Monday. Yesterday, she went public. Her name is Deborah Milke, I believe. That's how you pronounce her name, M-I-L-K-E, 51 years old, convicted in 1990 of the killing of her son. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned her conviction in 2013, ruling the prosecutors withheld a detective's history of misconduct while her conviction was based entirely on an alleged confession that she gave to him, which she said she didn't do. So how come she stayed on death row? If this thing was thrown out in 2013, I haven't seen anything that legitimized why she stayed there. Kenny, what am I missing here in the recount of this story? Why did she stay in jail after 2013? The whole process, as you know, bothers me. 22 years on death row. She can now have a life after being deprived of it. The lawyer has been working for her for 15 years. Took over the case because he believed she was innocent. The evidence available was a confession coming from what he described as a discredited police officer, and that's what they kept hammering on. So once again, I asked the question, if it was, she was supposed to be, well, she was free on bond. So I guess that was, there were other appeals. Is that it? Is that, did I read between the lines enough? She was, she had to wear an ankle bracelet, I think, from 2013 until on Monday.
When probably
her position was secured, yeah. Imagine what you would be thinking if you went through the same thing. Listen to the words of this woman.
And 14 days to rectify such a blatant miscarriage of justice. Losing a child to murder is a devastating tragedy with an indescribable pain that no parent should ever have to feel. It is the purest form of anguish imaginable that sears the soul, and the hurt never goes away, ever.
Yeah. Imagine. I always say in cases like that, think about how you would feel if this sort of thing happened to you. It's not something I think, unless you've been through it. Yeah, how do you put yourself there?
Yeah.
Unless you've actually been there.
It's such an unimaginable place.
Yep. Okay. Big news coming out of Europe seems to focus on the airplane tragedy. So I'm not sure a lot of people are talking about the prevention of 230 suspected jihadists who are heading for the Middle East. Australian airports now seem to be the hub of activity for youngsters, teenage boys, who want to go fight with ISIS. What in the name of God is going on with these people at home? Yesterday we were talking about those who came from America and how motivated they would be. Here's the story of two boys from Sydney, 16 and 17, who were intercepted at the Sydney airport a week or so ago, attempting to get on a flight for Turkey without their parents even knowing that they were leaving. Within a week, a 17-year-old boy intercepted at the same airport on suspicion he was going to do the same thing. And now comes word today of 230 young people who have been prevented from flying because authorities suspected they were headed to join ISIS. Why would a teenager want to go over there? The International Center for the Study of Radicalization and Political Violence says that this sort of thing, the attraction to the Sunni militants, is something that is that has become a sort of I don't want to say social media thing, but I guess that's what it is, Kenny, in a sense. I don't know what else to call it, because the kids that have these, everybody's got an iPhone and they're all seeing these stories and the propaganda that comes. So the kids find it exciting and thrilling. So let's go. Kill us a few Middle Easterners. This future belongs to ISIS.
I think a lot of these kids want to feel like they belong.
Yeah, to some.
And that's who ISIS targets.
Yeah,
people like that.
I've got the real story. You ready? What it is? Right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The city in Tunisia where they filmed Star Wars and where Tatooine
yeah.
is now ISIS territory.
Really?
And it's actually called Tatooine, although it's spelled differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the place in Tunisia has been taken over by ISIS fighters, and they're finding bombs and weapons all around it. Mm-hmm. So obviously these kids are going there because they want to be a part of the battle for the force.
All right.
The rebel force.
Richie's got the story. 19 before the hour. I'll do the television report in a few minutes because Jen Jen's not here. Meanwhile, it's time for the marshmallow test. The story.
What is the marshmallow test?
What is the marshmallow test? I think I find this is a fascinating lesson in life. Why were you? This is, I love it. When Richie finds something, he wraps himself around.
Yeah, it's very
he
cool.
He wants everybody to know, in this case, what the marshmallow test is. What was there about this that attracted you? The fact that there's an admiral involved in the marshmallow test?
The fact that they followed. I just thought it was very fascinating. I don't have the story in front of me right now, but basically what they did is they collected 100 kids.
Yep.
And they said, you can have one marshmallow now,
mm-hmm.
or if you wait 15 minutes, you can have two marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
And they put down in the record which kids took the immediate gratification versus the kids who waited to get the extra gratification.
These are kids between the ages of 4 and 6,
mm-hmm.
given the choice between one marshmallow now and two later on.
So then they checked in with those kids some years later when they were adults to see whether there was a difference in the kids who took the immediate gratification
mm-hmm.
and the kids who waited. And there was.
Mm-hmm. 40 years later, researchers did a follow-up study where the same students examining the sort of adults they had become found the children who were able to delay gratification had higher SAT scores, higher grade point averages, and made more money. Perhaps they also tended to have a lower body mass of fat, but that's what it is, the body mass index. They also tended to have a lower, they had self-control. And that's something with you would be okay. I want one now or I want two later. That's self-control.
Right.
Is that taught? I think that's part of this. Is that something that's taught or is it something that you learn? Think about that. What have you taught your children? What were you taught yourself by your parents when it comes to this sort of thing? Now you want instant grab. How many children do you know who want it? Now, mommy, I want it now.
Well, I try to think upon my own experiences. I think I had to learn delayed gratification and the value of it.
Mm.
I don't know that I always am able to do it, but I remember certain circumstances where I wanted something now, I got it as an adult. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, I've kind of taught myself, you know what, let's just wait one day and see what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's the opposite of me, though, right?
Whether you still want it. You know, tomorrow, will I still want this?
Mm-hmm. Will you?
And you know the thing that taught me?
Tomorrow, what?
I bought a piano when I was 23 years old.
Mm.
A digital piano.
Yeah.
And it cost me $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never played piano in my life, just kind of banged around on it. And I basically locked myself in my room when I had free time. And within a month, I played Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me and Great Balls of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I never touched the piano again. I was like, okay, I can do this.
You proved it.
I proved
yourself.
It.
You could do it.
And I wasted $1,600. Had I waited 24 hours, that $1,600 would still have been in my account.
There you go.
So,
lessons in life from the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 before the hour.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you stuck trading time for money? You know, you do your time and in exchange your employer gives you money.
Author Danny Johnson says, break the time is money mindset. Stop fitting your lifestyle around your work. Adjust your work to fit your lifestyle.
How? By remembering just one thing. How hard you work matters little. How much you produce makes all the difference.
How do you spend a typical day? Write it down, then conduct some analysis.
How much time do you spend on tasks which help you create the life of your dreams?
Focus on those tasks, the ones which produce the results you want.
Eliminate all the others, and you'll get more of the results you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Expense statements, tax returns, well, it's human nature, but some of them are going to be fakes fabricated to bring maximal return to the creator. But is there a way to spot a fake expense statement or tax return? Here's the science of it. Of course, it goes without saying, honesty is the best policy. Make sure the receipts match the numbers. But every now and then, it's necessary to recreate documentation that has been lost. People who have a tendency to fake expense statements use dollar figures with way too many threes and seven. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, to determine fakes, mathematicians look for excessive use of repeated numbers. To avoid the problem, go for honesty and count your sevens and threes before you turn it in. Questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. British marine experts have announced that stranded whales on British beaches will be killed by lethal injection rather than trying to refloat them into the safety of deep water. Researchers say that most beached whales in Britain have fatal damage to their internal organs once they beach and are being made to suffer as a result of what they're calling doomed attempts. But if there's a high chance of success, they will attempt to refloat the whales. Many of the whale breeds can be found in American waters, too, like the sperm, beaked, and northern bottlenose whale, which normally live and feed in deep water. However, dolphins and porpoises, which tend to arrive in mass strandings, won't be lethally injected by the British unless they're also found to be seriously ill. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
All right, third and fourth of the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. James Corden unveiling as the new host of the Late Late Show on CBS, delivered about 1.5 million viewers. I guess that's a good number for that time of night. Craig Ferguson, his numbers were a little better as he was going along after the dust settled there. But if you're wondering what all the hoopla is about, here's an example of Mr. Corden's humor in some jokes that came out of last night's first monologue.
California has 1 year of water left. Yeah, and it's your laughter that concerns me. Because nobody seems bothered about this at all. And I am, because I literally just moved here with my wife and children and, you know, just presumed that my children wouldn't die. Like, truly, I thought the water was such a given, I didn't even ask for it in my CBS contract. Yeah. Like, and this isn't specific to me, guys, or my family. You all understand that we need water, right? Like, all of us. Human beings are 60% water. And according to my research, if we don't fix this, human beings will be 100% dead.
Pretty funny. I like that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not me.
Okay.
Okay. Brian Gumbel's Real Sports.
You're not an easy sell when it comes to football.
No, I'm not. Real Sports, 20 years. I find that hard to believe. Been 20 years since he was off of the Today Show and doing this show on HBO, Real Sports. How many people have watched this?
I have. It's a good show.
19. Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces over the years.
Yeah, he's always been considered one who was really arrogant, difficult to deal with, blah, 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 blah. But this seemed like a good vehicle for
him.
My
wife loves that show.
Yeah.
Because it tells stories.
Yeah, he's a good storyteller.
Loves it.
X-Files coming back to Fox. Limited series. Chris Carter returning with David Duchovny and Gillian. Is it Gillian or Jillian? I don't know his name. Jillian. So Agent Mulder and Scully. It's one of the most... This is a phenomenal success story.
It's going to be huge.
I, I watched this and I couldn't stand the creepy crawlies, but it was on for 9 years. One of the most successful TV dramas of all time. 27 million people. So it's like had the numbers of originally the 24 and American Idol. It settled down after a while, but you can understand the enthusiasm of people who are followers of fashion. Good luck to them. I hope it does well. Bill O'Reilly says he thinks television viewers trust him. Despite accusations, he stretched the truth. He was on the Late Show last night. Said the controversy has worked out okay for him. There is a sort of rumor floating around also that Brian Williams is going to come back to the NBC Nightly News.
Yeah, people forget. We're all stupid. We forget.
And John Hamm from Mad Men admits to undergoing alcohol treatment. He's out now so they can start filming the next season of Mad Men.
Oh, isn't that convenient timing?
Yeah, very handy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Well, oh, stand. One of the things in our lives that is most important to most of us is how we appreciate various types of music. What's your favorite music? Is it the same as mine? No. But it's what makes the world go round. And many of us can agree that classic songs like this deserve to be preserved, and that's what's going on here. One of the most played songs of the 20th century, this song, Stand By Me, by Benny King, selected for preservation in the Library of Congress. So this happens, I'm trying to remember, for the last 15 years or so, there was some action passed by Congress, Kenny, that required that the Library of Congress not only keep books, but other things that are part of our history, of our cultural history, and certainly this music would fit there. So there are 5 things that have been added. Well, actually, 25 records. I've got the top 5. This is the number 1, Benny King, Stand By Me. But there are also records preserved by other singers, recordings from Joan Baez, for example.
On a wagon bound for market, there's a calf with a mournful eye. High above him there's a swallow, winging swiftly through the sky. How the winds are loud.
I know you must like this.
No, I don't like this song particularly. I like some of her more upbeat stuff, but this is a pretty good demonstration of what she did. I mean, she had a real wide range of potential. When she got in front of a microphone, she really could do great things, great performances. She has great range in her voice. So anyway, this just brings the point out that it's Joan Baez, who's number two. In the number three position, this list of 25 Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', which certainly appropriately is placed into this vault at the U.S. Library of Congress. This is a great, great, great pop song. I want to say, is it as early as 64, Kenny? It's in the 60s, but I don't remember if it was 64 or not. But it still wears... You don't think it was that early? Maybe 68, 69? And yeah, it wasn't the 60s, I know that. It was one of their first songs, but did so very, very well. All right, here's another piece of vinyl that's going into the Library of Congress. Steve Martin's A Wild and Crazy Guy. Uh-huh.
Put him on the map.
That's it.
Yep.
There it is. Early 70s. I think the word I would use for his humor is not predictable. You know, a lot of the people that were around in the 70s especially were pretty predictable. The punchlines, the way they do them. I mean, the comedy was funny. It wasn't dirty like it is today. But this guy broke the mold, and that's why he's going into the Library of Congress. All right, also... from the top 25 being preserved in the U.S. Library of Congress is a group of songs from Johnny Mercer, including this one. Got to accentuate the positive. Crank it up there, Kara.
The positive is easy. My hate the negative.
What great variety, huh? And you know what? It points out how we have such great variety in our musical and entertainment heritage. This country, as we often take it apart piece by piece. But if you look at the history of what we've been able to create here, whether it's movies, music, the top five items from the 25 records being preserved at the Library of Congress, accentuate the positive, Johnny Mercer, Joan Baez, Righteous Brothers, Steve Martin, and Benny King, Stand By Me. I thought you'd appreciate knowing what your tax dollars are being used for, that we can hopefully agree on. It's a good thing.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you stuck trading time for money? You know, you do your time and in exchange your employer gives you money.
Author Danny Johnson says, break the time is money mindset. Stop fitting your lifestyle around your work. Adjust your work to fit your lifestyle.
How? By remembering just one thing. How hard you work matters little. How much you produce makes all the difference.
How do you spend a typical day? Write it down, then conduct some analysis.
How much time do you spend on tasks which help you create the life of your dreams?
Focus on those tasks, the ones which produce the results you want.
Eliminate all the others, and you'll get more of the results you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.